Good morning. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's Olam Hayedidus, the world of friendship. In the next section, Rav Volbi is going to now turn to respond to some of his detractors. And in his situation, he had a number of exchanges in writing between himself and others concerning some of the major issues that were going on in those days, but also played an important role in the way that we look at things today. And I think there's a lot of depth in our own understanding and appreciation of clouding that sometimes goes on in our heads when we just look at something on a surface level. So one of the major issues that had come up, there was an article, an essay, an opinion piece in the journal HaModia that was written by an individual whom Rav Volbi calls Mar Spiegel. And he tries to understand what exactly the role of the Medina is. And he says the Medina, the state of Israel, and Zionism in particular, is to create a new style of a new type of Jew. So Rav Volbi had a very hard time with that idea. Why is that? He said, I have to let you know, creating a new Jew is not something that was necessarily a great idea. For instance, he says, let me explain Haredi Judaism to you, and perhaps you'll understand why, in my opinion, a new Jew is not necessary. He begins by pointing out that the Briskirov, Rav Elul Soloveitchik, who was probably the most famous of the Jews living in Israel at the time of the Hakamat HaMedina, he said at the time of the decision in 48 from the UN to establish the State of Israel, this was a chiyuch, this was a smile from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ashgacha. However, those people who chose to lead the State of Israel, they destroyed the smile. And in fact, he quotes from Rav Elia Lapian, who says that that smile came in its right time. Am Yisrael needed some smile. It came after a Holocaust, where the Jewish people had been lowered to dirt via the Nazis and their friends, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. And he says, and don't give up on the free world. The supposed free world didn't lift a finger to save the Jews from the concentration camps, which seems to suggest, says Rav Volbi, that in the depths of their hearts, they were happy. And that's not an acceptable thing. So the Jew was lowered. And so by the establishment of the State of Israel, even a Jew in Western Europe was able to pick up his head and hold his head high and proud about being a Jew again. He says, furthermore, the world doesn't see the State of Israel as a secular Jewish state. They see the promises of the prophets, right? And that causes a huge problem for the Catholic Church, which said that since the time it was founded, that the Jewish people have no hope. And so the establishment of the State of Israel became that smile. It was the smile from Hashem that was supposed to pick us up. It was the smile from Hashem that was supposed to go against the doctrines of the Catholic Church. And he says, unfortunately, we turned it down. As a proof, he turns around and he says, after a couple of months back then, there was this major, major gathering to deal with the question of Mihu Yehudi, who is a Jew, which is, at the time, was being debated in the Israeli Supreme Court. This is an issue that tends to come up over and over again, even within supposed rabbinic circles, where discussions come up also in terms of needs of Geirus, etc. And the speakers spoke about the great aspects about what it means to be a Jew. However, the question that they never ever bothered to challenge was a mindset in their head that came straight from the Zionist doctrine. And what was that? That the Zionist doctrine believes that religion is a private matter. Well, here's the problem. If religion is a private matter, says Rav Volbi, then what is the criteria to determine who is a Jew? Is it a Jewish passport? Is it paying a tax? Is it serving in the Tzahal? Each one of these things is arbitrary. And if it's all arbitrary, and then it's all open to be changed. And then what it means to be a Jew falls by the wayside. But the absurd idea that we can just create a criteria, which is a religious criteria, being a Jew, without following the religious doctrine, he says that's off the wall. But if you're building yourself within that idea, you're going to have a problem. He says the same thing is true, because the original editor, Mr. Spiegel, had argued that the goal of Zionism was to create this new type of Jew, this new idea who has a new head held high, and changed from the shtetls in Europe. He says, does that mean that so Rav Volpe responded and said, was it wrong to be a shtetl in Europe? He says, is it wrong to have a little bit of humility of the past, to be a little bit different from the way the things are in Western Europe today? He says, Dizengoff Street in Tel Aviv is, according to what he hears from his students in, who come from Paris, it's worse than anything that's ever been seen in Paris. So how come that doesn't bother a person? A person has to understand that the creation of democracy sometimes has a situation that causes a fall. To be a successful government, to be a successful nation, you need something behind just a constitution and a declaration of independence. What brings people together has to be a common mission. There has to be a common spirit, something that we find terribly lacking around the world today, and certainly doesn't need to be there in the state of Israel as well. Maybe that's one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get us to see, even in the news today. Maybe he wants us to understand what it means to be proud to be a Jew, to be proud to hold your head up high, to be proud to turn around and realize that our spirit of nationalism comes about because we recognize Miu Yehudi, because when you meet your fellow Jew in the street, no matter who he is or where he is, and no matter what his religious level is, he's supposed to be tuned. And we know deep down that we want him to be tuned to the same Ruach, to the same spirit towards Avinu Shebashamayim. Granted, his tchuna, maybe his area of connection, may be stronger or weaker than ours in a certain place. But we cannot ever take away the understanding that that tchuna, that that connection piece, is based on the Ruach, on the spirit that comes, that combines us together, that comes from Mamad Har Sinai, when we all stood around Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, to go ahead and agree to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Volpe is going to have a little bit more to say about this, and he's going to turn around and tell us that the opportunity to gain this from the Medina is not lost upon us, and it's something that perhaps we should really rethink and really re-examine, that it's not the Medina that can replace the Torah, but the Medina can be used as a kli to be able to carry the Torah forward. Something to think about while we consider our own nationalistic issues as individuals who are gerim v'toshavim in other countries, and for us to understand, without a spirit, a country is always going to be lost. Have a great day.